Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go unto the house of the Lord." Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. Pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And if you see me in town, would you please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. People do that all the time, and it really encouraged me to keep this going. Now we're getting right into the singing today. Squire Parsons is singing that wonderful song that he's so famous for writing. The title of his song is Beulah Land.
Kind of homesick for that country to which I've never, oh, never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter, time won't matter anymore. If you love heaven down in my soul that morning. I'm looking down across that river. I've caught a glimpse of where my faith someday is gone and in sight. Realize there's just a few more days to labor, then I must take, this soul of mine will take its heavenly flight. Aren't you long and homesick for Beulah Land? Oh, I'm longing for you, and someday on me I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal.
Oh, I can hear the singing of that lovely song.
New
song of joy divine.
Oh, it's gonna be a song.
Oh, my soul rejoices.
got a little glimpse
tonight in knowing
any moment, any second,
that soon the joys of heaven, they will be mine.
Oh, would you sing with us? Had a glimpse of Beulah Land. Beulah Land. Beulah Land. Sweet Beulah Land.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing by Squire Parsons. We are going to have another song in just a minute. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so allow me to give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse, drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. Drive down LaGrange Street, past the Noonan High School. Drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship at 11. 6 p.m., the evening service. And on Wednesday at 6:30, the children's program. At 7 o'clock, the teen ministries and the adult Bible study and prayer service. One special announcement, though, I want to mention. We are going to observe our 30th annual West Georgia Camp Meeting. And we invite you to attend. Now, that's going to be October the 13th through the 17th at 7 p.m. We have a wonderful lineup of preachers and singers. The preachers that week are Doug Bearden, Rua Fox from Taylorsville, North Carolina, Jamie Fox, his son, from Hidnight, North Carolina. Carl Partain is going to be back with us this year. He was with us in the early days, and he's coming this year. Also, Ken Bowman, a favorite, is going to be back preaching. For the singing lineup, Matt Dibla, the lead singer for the Inspirations Quartet, is going to be here. You'll want to come and hear Matt. He's a wonderful lead singer. He's a baritone singer, and he'll bless your heart. He loves God. The Partain family, oh, you've got to hear them, a wonderful family of singers. The Davisons, the entire group of Davisons are going to be with us this year. And you want to be certain to come out and hear the Davison family. And also the West Side Choir is going to be singing. We've got a wonderful lineup of singers and preaching. And we invite you to come out and be with us. Now we're getting right back into the singing now. A wonderful song by Mark Bishop. He's singing, Listen for the Call.
Mark Bishop. Give him a nice welcome here tonight. Come on, come on.
When I was a little boy, I heard about the last days, some morning when the Lord will come again. I remember how the saints of old
sang about his coming. Guess I didn't think that much about it then. Soon the years took me far away and church became a memory. I lived my life believing they were wrong. But every day I live, I see those prophecies fulfilling. By the signs of the times, I believe it won't be long. In the east, on the cloud, he'll be coming for his children. And the monuments of sin will surely fall. I can see by the word that the day is drawing nearer. I'm not looking for the signs anymore. I'm listening for the call. Somebody say amen to that tonight. Now take a look in the Bible. You'll read of war and famine. You'll read about when men will fall away. 2,000 years ago upon the pages that was written. But I'm telling you, it sounds just like today. In the east, on a cloud, he'll be coming for his children. And the monuments of sin will surely fall. I can see by the word that the day is drawing nearer. I'm not looking for the signs anymore. I'm listening for the call. I can see by the word that the day is drawing nearer. I'm not looking for the signs anymore. I'm listening for the call.
Now, just before the message, our choir is singing this wonderful song, Glorious City of God.
Yeah.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, take a pencil and a piece of paper. Jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I'm going to talk to you today about the ancient landmarks. We read in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28, these words, "Remove not." That's a warning. "The ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set." Now, landmarks indicate boundaries. Now, these boundaries are between God and man that I'm going to address today. And as we look at that and we are challenged, there's some landmarks are not supposed to be tampered with, moved, if you please. And the first one that I want to look at is concerning Christ, the landmark concerning Christ. John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Listen to these words. "In the beginning was the Word," that's the Logos, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," that's Jesus Christ. "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything that was made." My dear friend, I want to go on record as saying God is on the throne. God created. And this is referencing Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And He alone, has that authority and that power. We know of the Big Bang Theory. We know of what man is saying about how the cosmos came into existence. But when all is said and done and the dust is settled, it's still going to be God. Oh, listen. Our books in the schoolhouses are removing that landmark. And they say it started with a big bang. My question to those people is, who lit the firecracker? There had to be a first cause to have an effect. And I go on record today as saying that cause is God. Now, as we look then at the landmark of His virgin birth, that's Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 records this. "Behold," take a good hard look, "a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call His name, which being interpreted is God with us." A miracle. It had never happened before. Only God could have performed this. Now, I realize there are those that refute that. They say it's impossible. But though those same people that say, well, we became present here on earth out of a mud hole. Hey, I'd rather believe God. I think God's right. In fact, I know God is right. That's where I rest my case. I rest my case at the foot of the cross. Because you see, Jesus Christ was virgin born. Then let's go to the second landmark that's very important, and that's the landmark of the church. Now, the church is the body of Jesus Christ. It's God's church. It's not man's church. It's not supposed to be ran by man. Men are just supposed to operate upon the authority and the permission of God in His holy word, according to how He says we should conduct the church services. Listen as we read in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 now. These words, "I say unto thee, thou art Peter." Now these are the words of Jesus. Peter means little stone, a little pebble. "Upon this rock, the giant boulder, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Oh, listen, there are those who are saying the church is going down. No, my dear friend, the church is not going down. According to the Word of God, the church is going up in the rapture. That's a message for another day, but my dear friend, I believe that that rapture moment is very close at hand. it behooves us to be ready because it could happen today. Then we see the landmark of the mission of the church. What is the church's responsibility? We read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Now listen very carefully to these words. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, I know that everyone cannot go. Someone has to stay here and minister to the local assembly. But it's our responsibility to send missionaries around the world, preaching the gospel, the good news. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, that's how we evangelize the world. That's our responsibility today. I know we're rebuked. I know that we're ridiculed. But dear friend, I want to tell you this one thing. I'd rather be right with God than be right with the government. I'd rather be right with God than this so-called society today. Because you see, my citizenship is not of this world, though I'm an American by birth. I'm a citizen of the new world by rebirth. What about you? Are you a Christian today? It's a very important question that you need to be addressing today. Let's look at the landmark of the ministry. God has placed this in our hands, the divine institution. In Philippians, Paul writes in chapter 1, now verse number 17, set for the defense of the gospel. That's our responsibility, to defend, to protect, to preserve, and to preach and to spread the good news that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Going into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22, listen, saying, touch not my anointed, rather, and do my prophets no harm. You'd better be careful how you touch a pastor, a minister, a missionary, because you see, when you're touching a man of God, you're touching God because they are anointed, called by Holy God for a responsibility of spreading the good news to the lost world. I know through the years, ministers that have been ridiculed, almost run out of town because they would not compromise the truth. You'd better be careful how you treat your pastor because he's a man of God that God has ordained to fill that pulpit. My dear friend, don't touch the man of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2, listen as we read these words. Preach the word. That means preach this book. Preach the whole counsel of the word of God. Be instant in season. Now there are times when we have revival. Everything's going great. We praise God. We rejoice in the Lord. But then there's times of out of season. We're still supposed to remain faithful. We're still supposed to remain steadfast. And we need to remain close to the Lord Jesus Christ in our personal daily walk. Listen, it says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, sound doctrine, doctrine straight from the Holy Book. Go with me now to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and we see these words, some landmarks of the Christian life, and we want to look at that for just a minute. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put God first in your life. Seek after Him with all of your heart. Put Him first in your daily life. When you wake up in the morning, wake up saying, good morning, God. And the evening prayer should be, say, good night, God. And through that day, you should be walking like a Christian. People ought to be able to look at your life. Because you see, your life really might be the only Bible that some people ever read. My question is, what are they reading? in your life. Paul in Hebrews 10, verse number 25, gives us this great word. Not forsaking the assembly of itself together as the manner of some is. In other words, attending the church service, attending the house of the Lord is very important. Paul's admonishment from God is, don't fail to assemble yourselves together. Why? It's very important. As we come together, we are ministered to with song. We hear a message from the Word of God, and we are encouraged by the saints, the gathering together, and we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then there's the landmark of the Bible study. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Now listen very carefully. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then we go to the landmark of prayer, praying. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 11 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Ask and ye shall receive. Then Ephesians 6, 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching therefore with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Oh, listen. And then finally, there's the landmark of being saved. Are you saved today? Listen, Isaiah says, 55 verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, listen, it's a good day to be a Christian as we look at the landmarks of his redeeming blood. Ephesians 1 says, chapter 1, verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Aren't you glad today that he's rich in his mercy, that he's rich in his grace? Then there's the landmark of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1, verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And then there's the landmark of his second coming. Listen very carefully. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus which you see go and take it up from heaven shall come again in like manner as ye see him go into the heavens. He's coming again. Are you ready? I trust you are. I trust you know the Lord Jesus Christ. If not, don't wait too late now. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye. God bless you and go with God.